So a couple of healthcare-related stories we wanted to touch on today. First, and to be fair, we talked about this with Dr. Chris Labos earlier in the show, there is a new part of the Quebec.ca health site, because now you can go on there and get information about what's happening in the emergency rooms, not just here. This is not Montreal-centric.
No,
this is across the province,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And find out how long wait times are, what capacities, et cetera, et cetera. And according to the health minister today, that site will continue to be rolled out. Soon you'll be able to find out how long the wait is for a family doctor, although right now these are kind of just empty promises.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope that's where it ends up. So for right now, small step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is only in French for the time being, too. And we haven't gotten any confirmation as to whether or not it will eventually be in English. I'm hoping so. I mean, you've got to hope so.
Well, it's only, it's about healthcare. How important is that? Does
oh,
it really
yeah,
have
you know.
To be anything in English? So that's part of the story today. The other part, and this is something we talked about with Tom Mulcaire and also earlier today as well with Jim Menney, is this idea that Quebec's recruiting campaign to get healthcare workers to come here is basically, I don't think it's too strong a word to say, a dismal failure.
Well, when you're trying,
not working.
When you're trying to get 550 foreign workers since 2020 and you come back with 78, yeah, I think that's not exactly a success.
So that's our judgment, but what about the opposition? Andre Fortin, Quebec Liberal Party's official opposition critic for health. He is on the line right now. Andre, nice to have you back.
Nice to be there.
So I will ask you, this is our running gag every time I had you on in the past, to ask you when you decide to put your name forward as leader for the Provincial Liberal Party. Has anything changed since we last spoke?
I haven't decided to show up at your house and sell you a Liberal membership just
yet.
But,
okay.
Still mulling it over.
Okay.
What can we do to persuade you?
There's a lot of mulling going on here. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this story specifically. You're the health critic now in this
yep.
government in opposition. I mentioned how I don't want to use the word disastrous, but it's pretty obvious. Whatever Quebec is trying to do to attract healthcare workers here is not working. What's wrong?
Yeah. So I heard your introduction where you basically said there was a campaign to get 550 additional orderlies. Since 2020, but that's 550 per year. That was the government's commitment and what they said they wanted to get and what we need in our healthcare system just to stay at about the number of orderlies that we have now. 3 years ago when they launched this, we had 2,700. We were short 2,700 orderlies in our healthcare system. Now we're short about 4,200. So it's expanded by exactly the amount that they were supposed to get through this program but weren't able to. And there's a number of different reasons for it. First of all, our working conditions are not as attractive as other regions. We see it for orderlies. We'll see it with the upcoming nurse recruitment campaign. A nurse in Quebec makes about $25,000 less than a nurse in Ontario. So if you're looking at it from the outside and you have a choice of jurisdiction and everybody is fighting for healthcare professionals, that is obviously a factor that you're going to consider. The other one is if you're looking at it from outside the country, you're going to look at how quickly can I get my permanent residency. And given the new rules that Simon Jolin Barret brought in a few years ago, it takes a lot longer in Quebec than it does in other provinces. So those are things that people consider. And so it's not really surprising that we got 78 out of about 1,500, which we were hoping for.
Okay. Now, we had mentioned earlier, you brought up the salary situation. That's pretty serious and a big number when you consider the difference. I mentioned as well when we talked about this, other provinces are doing the same thing, Andre. They're trying to recruit people to their healthcare system. Are we going to be the odd man out in this?
Well, they're already way ahead of us. So Ontario is very aggressively recruiting our nurses. Not only are we fighting with them overseas to bring people into our respective provinces, they're coming into our stageups, to our universities, and recruiting people directly here, offering them $10,000 signing bonuses, offering them advantageous working conditions. New Brunswick started doing the same a few weeks ago. They are actively recruiting in Montreal. So we've yet to really counteract these moves. We haven't displayed the flexibility to say, okay, well, we will give this much as a signing bonus, or we will improve our working conditions so that we are competitive. So not only are we losing the battle internationally, we're losing it domestically at home with the nurses that are trained in the province of Quebec.
I was thinking also, so if recruitment for foreign workers isn't working, maybe we should be placing more of a priority on getting people who want to be nurses in Quebec through to be nurses. We know there's a big problem with the tests. There's been a lot of questions about that and the failure rate. Would you say that's a starting point to improve the situation here?
The test is really, it seems to me like more of a temporary issue, to be honest. Like the failure rate wasn't as high the last couple of years. It really seemed to be an issue this year. So there has to be something to to improve that, and because the training hasn't really changed that much, so there has to be an issue with the test, and maybe part of it is the training and distance courses or whatnot. But to me, that's more of a temporary issue. If we can't fight, on an even playing ground internationally or even domestically in terms of working conditions, we're going to disinterest people from coming here and disinterest people from the profession altogether. So we have to, and it's also a question of treating our healthcare professionals properly. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody can be really impressed when we are dead last in terms of nurses' salary across Canada.
All right, so let me ask you, we've highlighted all the problems. That's not so hard to do. Let's try to highlight some solutions here, not generally, but specifically. Let's say you're in power, the Liberals are running things. What's the first thing you do? Can you just simply write a blank check and say, look, we know you're the most underpaid in the country. Here's a few billion dollars and off we go. Is that the starting point?
We have to look at the immigration program. There is no reason that it should take that much longer to get a permanent residency in Quebec than it does in every other province. And it's not a few months longer. It's quite a significant delay. So that's something that unless we fix that, we won't be able to attract people. The other thing is salary is one thing, but working conditions is another. So we've been pushing this idea of better nurse-patient ratios. It's not something you can do tomorrow morning, but it's something you can implement over time. You start with the hospitals, with the clinics, with the places where you can do it. You can give safe working conditions, a safer environment to the patients as well, and you bring it in gradually, and that way your nursing and your orderly environment becomes more and more attractive, and more people are interested in the profession. It's not something you can fix tomorrow, but there are steps you can take, definitely, and they need to be taken by our government right now. This has to be the number one issue on the health minister's desk.
Mr. Fortin, what about completely eliminating mandatory overtime? Because the hospitals who have done so seem to be faring better.
Well, and that is Christian Dubé's point. Those that have done it do better, so why can't everybody do it? But if you use the same logic, why not just outright say it's illegal to impose forced overtime? It will force everybody to reorganize their systems, to reorganize the way they do things, and it'll improve the working climate in general. So it's something that absolutely can be done. If the health minister says this is something that works, then why not force administrators to look at things differently and make it so?
You know, I want to ask one other thing. I know that last week we talked about the fact that Christian Dubé announcing, you know, a committee to do this and another plan to do that, and some people suggesting, well, what he's doing basically is shirking responsibility or not wanting to answer questions by saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to have a committee look into that instead. Do you agree with that? Is that the wrong approach to this?
That's exactly what he's doing. So basically, I'll give you the Maisonneuve-Rosemont crisis last week or 2 weeks ago as an example of this. So the nurses basically said, we are not showing up to work in these conditions. You have to shut the emergency room. It's not safe for us. It's not safe for the patients. We need to find a better way forward. What Christian Dubé did is he called the CEO of the CIUSSS de l'Est and said, okay, how do we fix this? What do we do? Why is it like this? What he's now proposing to do is to make that exact same phone call, but to an agency CEO. He's basically putting somebody in between him and the PDGs of the various establishments. It is not what's going to add more nurses to our system. And I thought the most outrageous thing about that whole idea was Christian Dubé coming out and saying, well, you know what, Madame Bourassa's wife wouldn't have suffered at St. Mary's for so long if that agency CEO had been in place. It's a bit presumptuous on his part to say automatically we'll have better care because we have an extra government worker or government administrator in place.
One more layer of bureaucracy. Okay. Andre, always a pleasure talking to you. Sorry, did you want to ask one more?
I was just going to ask if you had any comments about the new ER online tool that, it is in French only for now, we're hoping. Are you impressed with what you've seen so far with that?
We'll see how it works out. They have to come out with an English version of it, first of all, because you're not only targeting trying to help a certain class of citizens. If you're actually trying to help everybody here and people going to bilingual institutions and people across the province of Quebec, you really should make it bilingual. The other thing is, it may be a nice tool, and maybe in my region I can see, okay, well, there's a bit less weight at the Hull Hospital than the Gatineau Hospital, so I'll go there, I'll take my toddler there. But at the same time, it's not actually improving the situation. It's not a tool that the minister should be boasting in the paper saying, we're actually making a difference here. We're just maybe directing people a little bit better.
All right. Andre Fortin, he is the provincial health critic for the Liberal Party. Andre, great talking to you. Nice hearing from you again. Don't forget to call us when you decide to run for leadership of the party, okay?
Will do. Or won't do.
All right. Or won't.
Tomorrow would be good.
Anytime at all. You know, you have our number.